Well, it was that way last game. We did some really nice things against them the first half, built a lead, built upon the lead in the second half, and then we lost the momentum. There's some things I think as a coach I could have done better. But we've learned from the game. Hopefully, some of our kids that have been in that situation have learned from it. And we've had some really tough ball games this year. We played Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, Gibbon, some Loop Platte schools that are outstanding, and so is Overton. So I think we're game tested. We just got to make the play to win the big game.
And you kind of mentioned your resume does look pretty good. The record doesn't look that great, but you've been in a lot of games, a lot of tight games, against some pretty quality opponents. How does that help you in a game like this?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing, I think, in the beginning of the year, it showed our flaws. It showed us what we were doing wrong, because those teams would kind of show it. I mean, they'd score off of it or defend it or whatever else. So we've tried to really improve upon that, especially in this last week since our Overton game. So hopefully, the practice time that we've had, some improvements. We can learn from it. And, when it comes down to it, it's just, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. And they've got some big-time players. I think we've got some big-time players. And it'll come down to, a kid making a big-time play. So
we're at halftime, and U.S. is finally leading Amherst in girls basketball 20-12 in the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. One last question for Elm Creek head coach Tanner Cavaney. Last thing you tell your team when they come out of the locker room, what's it going to be?
Have a lot of fun. I mean, we talked about it last night. This is such an awesome venue to have this. The parking lot's a little bit more crowded tonight, and I expect that to happen here a little bit more. So it's just have a ball. Elm Creek hasn't been in this situation, I think, for about roughly 20 years. So enjoy the moment. You've earned the moment. And, go seize the moment.
Well, have a lot of fun too, Coach.
I appreciate it.
Nice. Nice job. Thank you. Tanner Cavaney, the head basketball coach at Elm Creek. We'll wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at halftime. USIS final leading Amherst 20-12 in the girls Fort Kearney Conference Championship game. And again, as we mentioned, on our sister station, Class Gets 98.9 FM, the Loop Platte Conference boys final, they're at halftime as well. And Adams Central is leading Kearney Catholic 23-21 at intermission in the final of the Loop Platte Conference. The Knights will have possession of an 8-point lead and the basketball first as we start the second half here. And to toss it in is going to be Preston Reeker. And they're going to face a little pressure, I guess. So Melanie Johnson will set a little screen, and Melissa Johnson will get the inbounds. Both teams going with their starters. We'll check those for you here in just a moment. Lobby on that right side going to pull up. Her shot's off the back of the iron and no good. And Melanie Johnson pulls down the rebound. She's going to kick it back out for Melissa. And Melissa will face some pressure here from Tobenheim. Give it off on the right side. That'll be another turnover. Far side steal there by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer now dumps it down low. And it's knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touched by Tobenheim. It was deflected in there by Melissa Johnson. She redirected it, but then off of the hands of the Broncos, and so the Knights will inbound, and that'll be another turnover here on Amherst. 9 turnovers unofficially on Amherst, 13 on Eustace Barnum. So Johnson will give it off on the left wing here for Detterding. Jessica Detterding facing a little bit of pressure. We'll give it off here from Miranda Lobby. Lobby on the bounce. We'll just hand the ball off here for Melissa Johnson. Melissa facing some pressure here from Taubenheim. They give it off on the right side for Melanie Johnson, and now the backdoor cut. They give it to her, and the layup's good for Melissa Johnson. Kind of a little give and go here. Now Klingelhofer in transition is going to skip it on that far side for Keena Leach. Gives it back out for Bergstrom, and Bergstrom, a nice little jumper there. She's got 8 in the game. Makes it an 8-point ball game. 22-14. On the right wing, Miranda Lobby. And now backing out is going to be Melissa Johnson. Johnson will give us on the right side here for Lobby. Right side, Johnson. Johnson gets it at the elbow. Shot here by Jessica Detterding, no good. Rebounded by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer dribbles all the way down to the sideline. Shoots off glass, a little bit strong. Rebound by Melanie Johnson. And now here come the Knights in transition. Melissa Johnson throws it up court. A little ball fake for Reeker. Reeker will take it off glass. No good. Reeker can't come up with it, but Jessica Detterding does. And now Reeker will try a long jumper and a three-pointer for Preston Reeker. She's got 11 in the game. 9 of them have come from behind the arc. A little hesitation move here for Klingelhofer. She'll give it out for Courtney Martinson. Martinson on the right side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim facing that 1-3-1 zone, and they're going to kick her right back out here for Keena Leach. Leach gives it off on the left side for Martinson. Martinson kicks out for Taubenheim. She's going to shoot a three. It looked good, but a little bit strong. And Lobby pulls down the rebound. We are right in line with that one, and that one looked good. And we're going to call a hold on Sydney Taubenheim. That's going to be her first. She tied up the ball, but they're going to say she got a little arm first before they tied it up. So at 5:28 to go here in the third quarter, first foul of the second half has been whistled against Sydney Taubenheim. That is her first personal foul. Johnson in the offensive zone here for Eustace Farnham. And Jessica Detterding comes up with it and will bounce it right back out to Melissa Johnson. She's near midcourt, not even closely guarded at all. She's about 8 feet away from Keena Leach, if not more. And then we'll get it back out here for Johnson. Johnson bounce pass out for Melissa Johnson, back to Melanie on the right side. Quick jumper, no good. Offensive rebound. There's Lobby pivoting. Shot off glass, no good. Another rebound, and now the foul. Preston Reeker with that rebound drew some contact on the arm, and so she's going to shoot two. And the first free throw is up and good. So she's got 12 in the game. And it's a 12-point Eustace Farnham lead, 26-14. The foul, by the way, on Klingelhofer was only her first. So second free throw here for Reeker. Back the iron and no good. Martinson will pull down the rebound for Amherst. Klingelhofer in the offensive zone from 15 feet. It's going to kick it in the corner. Stepping into a long jumper is Taubenheim. It's no good. And the rebound out of there by Lobby. And again, Eustace Farnham is winning that rebounding battle. Get it to Melissa Johnson. Left side for Detterding. At the elbow for Melanie Johnson. Kick on the right side. Long jumper banked in on that right side for Miranda Lobby. She was about a step and a half inside the three-point arc, and she banked it in. 14-point lead now for Eustace Farnham. 28-14. They kick it out here for Martinson. She's going to fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Lobby. And again, another one and done for Amherst. They're not shooting real well. They're not rebounding real well. And Eustace Farnham is doing a lot of little things right here. They lead by 14 points. On the baseline, there's Reeker. She's going to kick it out. Lobby almost had her pass stuffed, but she's able to muscle through it, give it out for Johnson. Right side, Reeker's got it. They're going to kick it right back out here for Melissa Johnson. Not a lot of movement offensively. And a little give and a little pick and roll here. They get it to Johnson, and Johnson on the roll gets the bounce pass and then the bucket. So Melanie Johnson has 10, and now a timeout for Amherst. 3:32 to go. Third quarter, 30-14. Eustace Farnham with a 16-point lead. We're back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, a 16-point advantage here for USIS Barnum. They're leading at 30-14. And again, Amherst held to only 14 points. We played over 4.5 minutes of the third quarter, and Amherst has scored only 2 points in the quarter. They bounce it out here for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer pass on the inside, penetration by Taubenheim. Taubenheim draws the body contact and the foul. She's going to shoot two. And now Amherst being aggressive offensively, and they've got to be. They've got to start attacking this zone. But Amherst is having all sorts of problems with this Eustace Farnham 1-3-1. Free throw up and good for Taubenheim. She's got four in the game. But still, Eustace Farnham has doubled up Amherst. It's now 30-15. And at the free throw line is number 15, Sydney Taubenheim. Bends the knees, fires the free throw. Nice follow through, and she strokes it in. She's got five in the game. Inbounds for Melissa Johnson. Melissa Johnson down that sideline. And she'll get it on the baseline for Lobby. Lobby had an angle, but now that was going to be a kind of tough shot. So she decides to milk the clock a little bit, work it around the perimeter. Passes tip, but Jenna Wettick comes up with it. And now the ball is loose, and it's going to be a held ball. And the basketball belongs to Amherst. Possession arrow pointing to the ladies wearing red here. So Klingelhofer will bring it in after what's classified a turnover. A kick in the corner. Jumper by Eckhout is good. Nice little kick over there. And Eckhout hits that baseline jumper from about 12 feet away. Still a 12-point advantage at the free throw line. They'll kick it right back around the perimeter. Come the Knights. With it is Lobby. Lobby looking in. Klingelhofer putting pressure on her a little bit. And they'll get it off here from Melissa Johnson. Johnson now back for Lobby. Johnson's now got it near midcourt. Amherst going 2-3 zone here. And the gift on the left side for Reeker. Reeker's been hot, but they're going to be patient here. And Johnson has it stolen away. Taubenheim with the steal. Bounce pass. Shot off glass. No good. Rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by whom? And we're going to stay here. It's going to be Amherst basketball. 15 turnovers on USIS Farnham. 9 for Amherst, but USIS Farnham has the lead. They lead it 30-18 because Amherst has not shot real well, and USIS Farnham has done a great job rebounding. Kick in the corner. Here's Taubenheim off the inbounds. Shot's no good, and the ball's out of bounds. Last touch by Sydney Taubenheim. And I'll tell you what, if Taubenheim would have came up with that basketball, they would have called her for a foul because there was a lot of contact, but USIS Farnham is going to get the ball anyway, and they pass it up ahead. Miranda Lobby outrunning everybody, and she's going to lay it off the glass. It's no good. Just kind of, they got it inbounded, looked up court, and they tossed it and allowed Lobby to run underneath it, and Lobby had about a half step of a lead on just about everybody, but Courtney Martinson picks up her foul as she hit Lobby on the arm. And now Lobby's going to shoot two. She's missed the first one already. Second one is on the way. It's back the iron, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound, and that's going to be on the Knights. That'll be on Melanie Johnson. That'll be her second. So here comes Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer on the dribble. Snap pass on the inside to Taubenheim, and Taubenheim is fouled. So she'll go to the line and shoot two more. She made the catch and was hit immediately as she caught the ball, put it up immediately, was fouled about the same time. And so a couple shots coming up here for Taubenheim, who's a 64% free throw shooter, and that one's in and out. Mackenzie Bergstrom in, Courtney Martinson out for Amherst. Taubenheim takes her time at the charity stripe, and she strokes that one in. So she's 3 out of 4 from the line here in the game. She's going to come out. Kenya Leach going to give her a break with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Reeker to inbounds, and they toss it in to Detterding. Detterding gives it over for Melissa Johnson. Johnson brings in the offensive zone. 30-19. USIS Farnham with an 11-point lead. 1:50 to go. On the dribble is Melissa Johnson. Johnson gives it. Now cutting through there is Melanie Johnson. She can't hit the shot. And Jessica Eckhout, I don't know how she came down with that rebound, but she did. She had pinned it to her back for a little while. And Bergstrom now has it in the offensive zone. She kicks right side for Leach. Back around the perimeter we go. Klingelhofer has it. Klingelhofer dumps into the corner. There's Eckhout. And Eckhout lost the basketball. Coming away with it is going to be Preston Reeker. Nice defensive play there by Reeker. And slowly in the offensive zone comes Melissa Johnson. On the right side, they give it for Lobby. There's Reeker with it now. A little pressure being put on by Klingelhofer, so she'll dribble to restart that five-second closely guarded clock, and she'll give it off for Johnson. Melissa Johnson milks the clock down to a minute. A little pick and roll. Here comes Melanie. She gets the bounce pass, and now she's going to get a trip to the line. That high pick and roll, as they kind of clear things out, make it a two-person game. And in that case, it was a two-Johnson game. And Johnson to Johnson team up for what's going to turn into two free throws here for Melanie. The first one's good. She's got 15 in the game. The foul was on Eckhout, her second. Another free throw here for Johnson, good. 32-19. With the dribble is Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer will take it all the way to the baseline. She'll pull up for a quick jumper, no good. And it's tied up. It's tied up, originally rebounded by Detterding. Detterding was thinking what to do with it, and Tomenheim very quickly attacked the basketball, and she was able to tie it up. Possession arrow is pointing to Eustis Farnham with 48.5 to go here in the quarter. Johnson down that far sideline on the run. Had the ball knocked loose by Leach and into the hands of Klingelhofer. It's another turnover. Klingelhofer on the drive. She'll take it off glass and rolls it in. Katie Klingelhofer hits the bucket in transition. It's an 11-point game. Eustis Farnham leads it 32-21, 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. Johnson gives on the left side for Preston Reeker. Reeker's looking, gets it just inside the top of the key to Melanie Johnson. She'll give right side for Lobby. Lobby for Reeker on the right side, 10 seconds left as Johnson gets it. They lob it in the lane, the catch, the shot, off glass by Johnson. No good. Rebounded by Bergstrom. 2 seconds left. Stepping up for a long jumper is Klingelhofer. It's short from about 30 feet away, and we'll head to the fourth quarter. Eustis Farnham is 8 minutes away from the conference championship. Amherst, 11 points away from a tie. It's 32-21. We'll head to the fourth right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center, and so far Melanie Johnson 14 points for Eustis Farnham, Preston Reeker with 12, so there's 26 of the 32 points here for Eustis Farnham, and they lead it by 11, 32-21. And you're going to win a conference championship, you have to have some people step up, and certainly Eustis Farnham has that. Amherst has the basketball to start the fourth quarter here. Martinson has it on the right side. She'll give it off for Leach. She'll fire a three. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound. Bucket and foul! Jessica Eckhout on that back door comes in there, hits the shot after snagging the rebound, and she makes it a 9-point ball game, and that's a nice start to the fourth quarter here for Amherst. And we'll see if she can finish the 3-point play, and she can. She's got 5 in the game, all of them coming here in the second half. Quickly on the run here is Melissa Johnson. Johnson dumps it down low, and answering right back is Melanie Johnson. Melanie Johnson now with 16 points in the ball game. On the bounce here is going to be Leach. Leach kicks right side. Here's a 3-pointer off the mark by Eckhout. And the long rebound into the hands of Melissa Johnson. And Johnson will bring across the timeline. 10-point Eustis Farnham lead. A 3-pointer here for Reeker. No good. Up high for the rebound is Jessica Eckhout for Amherst. She'll give it to Leach. Leach, the last one across the timeline with it. She gets the ball back. Now she'll bounce it on that left side for Dunnerman. And Dunnerman hits the jumper. So Dunnerman, her first point of the night, cuts that lead back down to 8. Right wing, Reeker. She had the Eustis Farnham had the answer last time a bucket came. They got it to Johnson that time. Let's see what they have set up here with the dribble. Here is Miranda Lobby between the circles. She'll give it for Melissa Johnson. And Melissa, give it off on the right side. And they'll set a little pick over there. Reeker's got it. She's working up against a little pressure here from Eckhout. Eckhout still sticking with the pressure on Reeker. Reeker, long pass over there for Johnson. She'll kick it out here for Lobby. Lobby, long deuce, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath, and a foul or a held ball. It's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow pointing to Eustis Farnham. So possession arrow pointing to Eustis Farnham. So the Knights will inbound underneath their own basket. Detterding to toss it in. And she'll just throw it near midcourt, and it's going to be picked up by Johnson, and Johnson is fouled on the way in. That ball was underthrown, and Taubenheim actually was in better position to catch it. Melissa Johnson essentially intercepted it. I know it was intended for her originally, but it was underthrown so much that Taubenheim stopped where she was at, and then it was intercepted. And we got a blocking foul on the way in. The blocking foul was whistled on Eckhout, her third. So Eustis Farnham with it now. They inbound it. They've got it in the hands of Lobby. She's being pressured. She'll give it back out here for Melissa Johnson, and they turn it over. Loose ball is picked up by Eckhout. Eckhout still has the dribble, and she'll kick it back out. Here's Bergstrom. Bergstrom's going to kick right side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim on the baseline, drives all the way through, kicks it out. Open look for Klingelhofer. It's no good. Tip to Johnson, and Johnson gets it up ahead here for Melissa Johnson. Melissa lays it off the glass, and in. What a drive by Melissa Johnson all the way in, and the little flip is going to give Eustis Farnham the 10-point lead again. 36-26 after the fourth foul on Jessica Eckhout. A chance for a 3-point play here for Melissa Johnson. And again, Eustis Farnham's done a great job of finding a way of answering back whenever Amherst has made a play. And Johnson hits the free throw, and now Eustis Farnham with the timeout. 5:47 to go, fourth quarter, 37-26. We're back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, again, Amherst has made some runs at Eustis Farnham, but Eustis Farnham has done a real nice job of finding a way of answering back every time Amherst has made a run. They're heading to the fourth quarter over in Wood River in the Luplat Conference Boys Championship game. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic are deadlocked 36 apiece as they start the final 8 minutes of hoops on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Well, timeout for Eustis Farnham, and this timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at concession stands at Amherst, Elm Creek, Wilcoxville, several other area schools. Amherst has the basketball. Klingelhofer will bring in the offensive zone. Facing a 1-3-1 zone here. And they kick it back out for Martinson. Martinson, they double-team her, pass in the lane, it's going to be intercepted. That'll be another Amherst turnover. And Amherst has turned it over some. That's unofficially their 11th, 12th turnover of the game, but they've had difficulty getting offensive looks here. With the dribble is Reeker, and we're going to have a reach whistled on Katie Klingelhofer. That now is going to be 7 fouls on Amherst, so we'll head to the free throw. I said the foul was on Reeker. Reeker was fouled. I think the scoreboard's right. That's what I've got. Yeah, 7 fouls on Amherst. The foul was committed by Katie Klingelhofer. That's going to be her second. So Reeker will go to the line for the front end of a 1-1. And it is no good. Rebounded by Martinson. She gives it quickly up ahead here to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer from the lane, stepping through there, and there's just a lot of white jerseys. She's trying to weave through, and they're going to call a push as Klingelhofer falls to the ground. Not a shooting foul. Only the 5th team foul on Eustace Farnham, but the 3rd personal foul on Melanie Johnson. Klingelhofer has it. She'll step up, throw it into the corner. Long baseline jumper by Taubenheim, no good. And rebounded by Reeker. Reeker outlets it for Melissa Johnson. Melissa Johnson's going to let traffic clear, and we cross the 5-minute mark of the ball game. Less than 5 to go here. Johnson dribbles through some pressure. Bounce pass for Melanie Johnson, and Melanie Johnson lost it. Mackenzie Bergstrom forced the turnover, and now with it is Klingelhofer. She'll give it off on the right side. Ball fake here for Taubenheim. Back out for Klingelhofer. That was a covered 3 that's off the mark and rebounded by Detterding. And Detterding facing some pressure, dribbles around it, gives it to Melissa Johnson. 10-second count's going on, and now Johnson's going to beat the clock as she makes a nice little move on that far side, and now they'll set up a half-court offense. 4:24 to go, 37-26. Eustace Farnham up by 11. They've got the basketball, and creeping out there, putting pressure on is Taubenheim, but on the bounce is Johnson. Johnson will give it off on the right wing here for Detterding. Detterding throws in the corner for Lobby. Lobby lobbing it down low for Johnson. That's knocked out of bounds by Bergstrom. Last touched by the Broncos. And the Broncos are going to make 3 substitutions here. Casey Juergens checked in. Also back of the game is Keena Leach. Trying to find the other one that came in. And that's going to be Stephanie Dunnerman, the other one that came in. No, check that, but Jessica Eckhout that came in. The ball is inbounded from Miranda Lobby. Lobby gets it at the elbow here for Johnson. Johnson's going to kick the ball right back out for Melissa Johnson, who now will give it off here on the left side here for Reeker. Detterding. Detterding facing some pressure there for Keena Leach. And we'll throw it between the circles here for Miranda Lobby. 3:42 to go in the Fort Kearney Conference Championship game. Eustace Farnham leading it by 11. They've got the basketball. Reeker watches everybody cycle through, gives it to Melissa Johnson, throws it in the lane. With it is Johnson, and we've got a whistle. Melanie Johnson was in a little bit of trouble there, but was able to keep that pivot foot and kept moving that ball around fast enough that Amherst was whistled for a little bit of a reach. It goes against Mackenzie Bergstrom. That's going to be her first. And we got a timeout here for Amherst. 3:30 to go, fourth quarter. An 11-point lead for Eustace Farnham, 37-26. We'll be back right after this.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
An 11-point lead here for Eustace Farnham, 37-26. That was the 8th team foul on Amherst. So Eustace Farnham will be at the line here. And if Eustace Farnham hits some free throws, you know, they'll be in pretty good shape here. You got to think Amherst is going to try to send Eustace Farnham to a line at least a few times here, trying to get some more, steal some possessions, if you will. And so Eustace Farnham will be able to pad that lead or have that lead cut into, depending on how they shoot free throws. But an 11-point lead, and they're spending a little extra time in the huddle over there. It is a 1-1 for Melanie Johnson. Johnson, who's got 16 points in the game, was 2 for 2 from the free throw line until that miss, and Bergstrom pulls down the rebound. She'll get it off here for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer gave it away, now gets it back. Tough turnaround jumper in the lane. Shot won't fall, and snagging the rebound is Detterding. Detterding will get it back out here for Melissa Johnson. And Melissa Johnson slowly in the offensive zone. And Keena Leach looking to spring on her if she can. Johnson's got it on the right side, a little pick and roll as they get it back to Melissa Johnson. They lob it down low for Melanie. Melanie's going to take it off glass and score. Melanie Johnson, 18 points in the game. 39-26, a 13-point Eustace Farnham lead. With the dribble here is going to be Eckhout. Kick left side for Leach. As they skip it over, they'll get it back out for Eckhout. Now with it is Bergstrom. Bergstrom kicks right side. Here's Klingelhofer for three. No good. And the rebound dribbled out of there by Eckhout. Eckhout passes it in the lane. Somehow coming up with it is Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer is held. Klingelhofer came up with the ball. Not real sure how. And I think Miranda Lobby. No, it wasn't Lobby, but rather Reeker, who picked up her second personal foul. It's only six as a team on Eustace Farnham. So Amherst is going to inbound it. All right, after this 30-second timeout. 2.5 to go. 39-26. Amherst needs a bucket. They're down by 13. Eustace Farnham, stop here. We'll make that championship trophy just a little bit closer. 30-second timeout. We're back right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Keena Leach to inbound it on the baseline. She tosses it in here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim makes the catch, dribbling up against a little pressure by Miranda Lobby, runs in the lobby, and that'll be a 1-and-1 coming up here for Amherst. 2:28 to go in the basketball game, 39-26. And Tobenheim for the front end of a 1-and-1. She is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the game. She's got 6 points. Bends the knees, fires the free throw, strokes it in. Cuts the lead down to a dozen. 39-27. Free throw's good. I'll tell you what, Amherst is going to have to get red hot and make something happen with their defense as well. Preston Reeker is going to inbound it, and a timeout. 5-second count was whistled by one official, but the when the whistle was blown, I thought it was a 5-second count, but the timeout came in for Eustace Farnham. Jeremy Walters just saved his team a possession with that timeout. Down.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
For Eustace Farnham. Reeker to inbound. And they'll toss it in here for Melanie Johnson. Johnson gets it up ahead for Melissa Johnson. Melissa Johnson lost it momentarily and then double dribble trying to get it back. That'll be a turnover on Eustace Farnham. So that pressure for Amherst worked here. And so Amherst has the ball back. They kick it off on the right side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim kicks it for Martinson. Martinson for three, and she hits the three. Courtney Martinson strokes in that three-pointer. We got an 8-point ball game with 2:10 to go. Dribble on that far side for Johnson. Johnson gets it inside, and the layup's good for Melanie Johnson. A nice pass from Melissa to Melanie. Melanie lays it up and in, and again, Eustace Farnham answers back. Klingelhofer on the baseline. Jumper no good. Loose ball, and that's going to be a foul on Klingelhofer. We'll walk to the other end of the court. We'll hand the basketball to Melanie Johnson, and she'll have the front end of a 1-and-1. 20 points in the game here for Melanie Johnson. We'll give her credit for a rebound on that. She's got 7 rebounds, 20 points in the game, 41-31, and again, a big bucket just a moment ago after the three to make it an 8-point game. Johnson pushes it back out to 10. She misses the free throw here, though, and Klingelhoffer pulls down the rebound. Pass up ahead, and the ball's loose. Diving on it is Eustace Farnham, and it's going to be a held ball. Preston Reeker had it, ended up falling on it. She basically knocked it down and dove on it. It's like recovering a fumble. And then it was tied up by Amherst. So possession now pointing to Amherst, but the inbounds is going to be stolen away by Johnson. And then over the back is going to be Sydney Tobenheim. So Tobenheim picks up the foul. And with a minute 44 to go, Johnson will go to the line for two free throws. That's now 10 fouls on Amherst. And Johnson from the free throw line, up and good. 8 points in the game for Melissa Johnson. Pushes that lead back out to 11. Second free throw is good. 43-31, minute 44 to go. Amherst down by a bunch in a hurry. The kick right side. Tobenheim back out for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer skips it for Keena Leach. Leach gets it back well behind the three-point arc. We'll get it to the elbow for Martinson. Martinson back out for Leach. She'll step into a three and hits the three. And a timeout. So Keena Leach hits the three, cuts it to nine with a minute 25 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 43-34. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
A little bit of a game reset here from the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship game. The most important number, of course, is the score, and Eustace Farnham leads that 43-34. 10 fouls committed by Amherst, so any foul that they commit will send Eustace Farnham to the line for two. Eustace Farnham has committed 7 fouls, so if they foul Amherst, it'll be a 1-1, except, of course, for a shooting foul. And the possession arrow is pointing to Eustace Farnham, and Amherst has, I think, 2 timeouts left, and there's a minute 25 to go in the ball game. Again, a 9-point lead for Eustace Farnham, and they have the basketball. Preston Reeker tosses it in. She gets it for Jessica Detterding. Back to Reeker. Reeker gets a little bit of a screen down that sideline, and she'll kick the ball back out here from Randall Lobby. Lobby hasn't brought across the timeline yet, now does. They're going to trap her in the corner. That's not where you want to be. And her pass is somehow picked up, and then a foul. A great job catching the ball by Preston Reeker, and Reeker is then pushed down by Jessica Eckhout. And that count is just about out of the game. And the Amherst fans are groaning, but that is absolutely the right call. So she's out of the ball game. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Reeker. Reeker's got 12 points in the game. And checking in is Mackenzie Bergstrom. And again, that count is out of the game with a minute 8 to go. Free throw is no good. And they forgot that there was 2 free throws coming up here. Klingelhoffer pulled it down. Wanted to do something with it. Reeker's second free throw is up and good. She's got 13 in the game. Lead is now back to 10. Right wing, Tobenheim. Tobenheim is going to step back, fire a three. It's short. Rebounded by Reeker. And Reeker on the dribble. She'll get it up ahead here for Melissa Johnson. Johnson down that sideline. Still has the dribble. Closely guarded here by Tobenheim. Close to a 5-second call, and still dribbling is Johnson. Johnson gets it back out to the elbow to Melanie Johnson. To Melanie Johnson in the lane, walked with it. 20 turnovers on Eustace Farnham. 10-point advantage. 40 seconds to go. Amherst down by 10. Brings in the offensive zone. Klingelhoffer will drive, will shoot, has her shot blocked, and a foul call. Melanie Johnson got a lot of basketball. A little bit on. So two free throws coming up here for Klingelhofer, and that'll shut the clock off with 39.9 to go. Excuse me, 32.9 to go. The free throw is good for Klingelhofer. Seven in the game for her, 44-35. It'll take something rather noteworthy for Amherst to come back in this one. Back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Reeker. Reeker snags the bound, dribbles into the corner, facing some pressure here by Klingelhofer. Is able to pass it out here for Detterding. Detterding was in trouble, and they tied it up. Or did we get a timeout? They tied it up, but again, Jeremy Walters got the timeout in time. He saw what was coming. He called timeout before it happened. He was right near the official. And so another timeout by Jeremy Walters to save another possession. 44-35. Eustis firing him up by 9 in the final minute. We'll be back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here as Eustis Farnham has a 44-35 lead here late in the ball game. Not sure how late because they're counting down the timeout. I know how much time is left in the timeout, and now I know that there's 23 seconds left to go in the game. They inbound the basketball to Reeker. Everybody cycles through. Reeker is able to inbound it or not. No, it's actually knocked out of bounds by Amherst right into the scorer's bench on the far side, but the last touch by Amherst. So now near midcourt, Eustis Farnham is going to inbound it. Melissa Johnson to do the honors here. And she'll toss it in and gets the basketball in for Melanie Johnson. Johnson gives it back to Melissa. Melissa's on the dribble, being picked up there by Keena Leach. She's just going to play keep away with it, trying to milk as much clock as she can. She's used up the dribble, and now we've got a hold. 11.9 to go, 9-point lead for Eustis Farnham. And it is a foregone conclusion that Eustis Farnham is going to win the girls' Fort Kearney Conference basketball championship. Johnson will go line and shoot two. She's hit three in a row, and I jinxed her effectively, apparently, but she misses that one. And now Amherst is going to dump the bench to give an opportunity for both teams to do so. And a nice round of applause for both teams. And Jeremy Walters doing some high-fiving over there. The boys' championship game of the Luplat Conference final is tied 44-all with 41 seconds to go. The game that's on our sister station, Class Gets 98-9. Free throw up and good for Johnson. That'll allow her to come out of the game. 11.3 to go until Eustis Farnham wins the Fort Kearney Conference championship. Amherst inbounds the ball to Madison Miller. Miller is going to kick it on the right side. Back out to Miller. Miller was open for the three. She'll give it right side. 3 seconds left. Jumper. No good. Offensive rebound by Samantha Dunnerman. It's no good at the buzzer. And your final score is Eustis Farnham, 45, Amherst, 35. Congratulations to Eustis Farnham for winning the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Amherst, outstanding effort as the number two seed, comes away with the runner-up trophy. But the big piece of hardware is heading over to Eustis Farnham. And so the number five seed in the tournament comes away with a title here in the FKC. We'll take a quick break. Hopefully have a chance to talk with both head coaches, Jeremy Walters for Eustis Farnham and Nick Yekow for Amherst. We'll do that as we will have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. The announcement being made right now as the trophy is being handed to Eustace Farnham for picking up the conference championship. The 39th annual Girls Fort Kearney Conference Tournament title goes to Eustace Farnham. A final in this one of 45-35. Congratulations to them for winning the title, a hard-fought win here for the number 5 seed against Amherst. As Amherst, it seemed like every time they made a big little run, they made a nice little play in that second half, Eustace Farnham found a way to answer the call, and much of that came with Melanie Johnson. Johnson finished with 20 points here tonight for Eustace Farnham, 13 points for Preston Reeker, for Melissa Johnson for Eustace Farnham, and then only two other players in the books. That was Jessica Detterding with two, and Miranda Lobby also with two. So the only scorers for Eustace Farnham were the five starters, but three of those five starters do finish in double digits tonight as Eustace Farnham wins this one 45-35, including 20 points from Melanie Johnson. Outstanding effort tonight by her. Amherst, just a little bit cold shooting here in the ball game. And their scoring goes like this. They didn't have any players in double digits. Sydney Tomenheim finished with 8. Katie Klingelhofer with 7. Keena Leach with 6. Mackenzie Bergstrom with 4. Courtney Martinson with 3. Those were all the starters. Jessica Eckhout off the bench, she finished with 5 points. And Samantha Dunneman with 2 points here in the ball game. Once again, 45-35. It's Eustace Farnham picking up the win over Amherst, and right now the Amherst team photo being taken right now. Hopefully we'll talk with Nikki Eckhout in a moment. You can kind of hear in the background Eustace Farnham being awarded their championship medals. They'll have the trophy and some pictures taken as well, and we'll try to talk with Jeremy Walters as well. You're listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And right now, the team title being handed over to Eustace Farnham. Congratulations to the Knights for the win, as they'll be cutting down the nets here in just a moment. We'll take a quick break, hopefully talk with coaches when we come back right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center, as again it's Eustace Farnham picking up a 45-35 win over Amherst. And again, we're cutting down the nets here as Eustace Farnham comes away with the conference championship. Congratulations to them. And Amherst head coach Nikki Eckhout already has her team back into the locker room. So unfortunately, we probably isn't going to time out to be able to talk with the coaches, but hopefully we'll be able to talk to at least one of them at halftime of the boys' championship game. So we're going to step away for about a half hour or so. We'll be back with coverage of the boys' game here from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, as Overton will take on Elm Creek in what should be a great basketball game. We're going to take a little step away here for a little bit, and then we'll talk about the title game between Overton and Elm Creek, the top 2 seeds on the boys' draw of the FKC.